a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It is, hump day. Let's check out some temperatures in the area. 94 degrees at Eric, 96 degrees at Freedom. Looks like that's a hot spot in Oklahoma right now, but there's a lot of 95s and going on. 93 at Hollis, 94 at Shamrock, 95 at Wheeler, and 91 at Canadian, Texas. So we are in the 90s, and I'll have your forecast coming up for you later on in the show. It still looks dry, I think. Let me just peek at it. I hadn't looked at the Long Ranger, and I guess there's a slight chance tonight up north, but that's about it. So we'll see what's going on and happening. All right. Futures for grains, corn, December 685. Everything's kind of in the red today. March is 690, May is 690, and July of next year, 683. Soybeans, November 1468, January 1474, March 1476, and May 1478. Let's see here. Soybeans, October 45410, a short ton. December's 439.70. January's 433.50. Let me get a drink of water, see if that helps out a little bit. Soybean oil, October 67.90. December 65.11. January 64.20. Hard red winter wheat, December's 9.69. It's in the green today. In March is 965. Oats, December 417. March 415. And cotton for October is at 93. Just still coming down. December is 93 cents a pound also. Anyway, I have seen some guys out south of town on Merritt Road. I see them putting in their cover crops into their corn, getting pure dry. Getting that in there, and hopefully we get a rain. We really need it bad. Oil's down about a buck today at 83.16. Looks like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Dow are all up today. And all the currencies are even down today, so not much going on there. Let's check out the grain markets for cash at the elevators real quick. Hard red winter wheat, cash price $9.19 a bushel. Corn's at $7.77, and soybeans are at $7.07. And Milo's at $7.07, and soybeans are at $14.72. Sorry about that. All right, let's see what's going on in the world today. Wheat futures jumped and corn was higher in overnight trading on increased tensions in the Black Sea region. A Russian has announced that they're going to annex some territories in the eastern and southern Ukraine that it now controls. Russia would then claim any attack on these regions would bring an attack on Russian soil, giving it more grounds for further hostilities. The U.S. and other allies have said they will not recognize any elections by Russian authorities. I did see somewhere, I think it was this morning on the news, that Russia has activated the reserves up in their military. And so I don't know what's going on over there. We all know what's going on, but we don't know what he's thinking. Russian forces, which started attacking Ukraine in late February, have faced several stunning defeats in recent weeks, and that's probably why they're activating the reserves. Putin, the president of Russia, has openly questioned an agreement brokered by Turkey and the United Nations that allows grains to be shipped from the Ukraine ports. where prices were up overnight in trading amid some adverse weather in Argentina. Drier than expected weather this week and only light rains in some region of the South American country. And today likely will keep moisture levels pretty low. He says rains over the next few days will remain too light to improve moisture for some late wheat growth. Wheat futures for December delivery surged 10 cents to $9.03 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures were up 8 cents to $9.71 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery rose 2.5 cents to $6.94.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 3 pennies to $14.81.75 a bushel. Soy meal lost $2 to $4.37.20 a short ton, while soybean oil raised a little bit, 68 cents to $66.57. While agriculture producers often depend on off-farm jobs, especially those just starting out, according to a study from CoBank and the University of Missouri that was released this week. About 56% of principal farm operators had a job off the farm in 2017, up from 37% from 1974. Among producers under the age of 35, 63% had other jobs. More reliable income and health care benefits were top reasons for off-farm job. Half of farm households have negative farm income in a given year, so other income sources are critical for most farmers as they pay down agriculture investment debts. 82% of the income comes from off-farm sources, giving producers more stability and the ability to support their farms, said the University of Missouri and CoBank, which was amongst the largest companies to offer loans and financial services to rural communities. Financial risks are reduced by having a job off the farm, especially for younger producers who likely face higher debts as they grow their agriculture business. Young farmers had an average debt to income ratio of about 21% from 2011 to 2019 versus 6.3% for off-farm occupational farmers. Management and professional services and natural resource, construction, and maintenance account for a combination of 62% of the off-farm jobs. Around 38% of the farm spouses work in management and professional services, while 30% work in trades and healthcare, the 46-page study showed. Farmers working other jobs are finding themselves commuting to large metropolitan areas for work opportunities, leaving rural and urban areas dependent on each other. While rural populations can be perceived as being isolated from nearby cities, the reality is that most rural residents with payroll jobs commute to these region economic hotspots for employment. And these cities in turn depend on broader regional population for business, labor, and spending. This regional dependency became formalized over time when non-metro counties are classified to metro. But they also can hide the dynamic success stories of many rural areas. Well, let's see what's going on with the weather everywhere. It looks like it's just hot and dry, but scattered storms are forecast for parts of eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, though no severe weather is expected. Rain is also expected in southern Nebraska and into central Kansas, according to the National Weather Service in its report this morning. During the day and into the night, isolated to scattered thunderstorms will occur across most of the outlook area and may be embedded with rain shower activity. Further east into central and southern Illinois, scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast, bringing locally heavy downpours and lightning. It's still going to be hot in the area for at least one more day, with heat indexes as high as 100 degrees this afternoon. Well, finish off my chicken story yesterday. The old boy I was talking about knew I was talking about him, but I didn't say his name, but everybody called him because they knew I was talking about. Anyway, I'm going to try to get the gentleman on here that puts on that chicken auction over at Eric once a month. Get him on here and talk chickens. I mean, it's part of the farm and ag industry. We all love our eggs, and a lot of people raise chickens, and they're just part of it. So we'll get it going. When I come back, we'll talk about our futures on feeder and live cattle and see what happened at Woodward yesterday. At Jerry 9, looked like they had 1,300 or 1,400 head of cows up there, and the cattle were taking a dive, especially the slaughters, were taking a pretty good dive from last week, but it looks like they might have stabilized at Woodward yesterday. They haven't dropped much more since Friday. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Introducing the newest flavor of our extreme chemical drink, Jittery Berry! Jam-packed with stuff that will make you dehydrated and weak. Sugar, sugar, sugar!
Hold up. All the sugar and caffeine and energy drinks will only make you crash. Next time you need a boost, try something refreshing and natural. Water. It helps you feel energized and keeps your muscles working at full strength without jitters or cramps. Stay strong, drink water, visit swapupok.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel, they're built better, they're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 19th. 1,162 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 342 brought 214, 12 at 504 brought 189, 5 at 519 brought 180, 10 at 717 brought 164, 37 at 723 brought 180.50, 16 at 829 brought 173, 8 at 948 brought 156, 8 head of heifers at 386 brought 158, 17 at 462 brought 155, 5 at 515 brought 151, 9 at 556 brought 161, 12 at 592 brought 155, 9 at 746 brought 157, 13 at 839 brought 154, butcher cows were 20 to 86, butcher bulls brought 94 to 107.50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out and watching what you do grow and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, not much has changed out there temperature-wise except for Freedom. It's 97 degrees. We're just in the low 90s right now, and the winds are what? Southwest, 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Humidity is 36%. I have noticed the last two or three mornings, though, we've had a pretty nice dew out here. So I went and finished. I baled some hay up this morning before I come into the station. I think that's why I'm stopped up. And it baled great. Baled perfect. So anyway, usually when we got all this hot weather, we don't have any dews. So it's meaning. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, and is tender is the eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive the mouthwatering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create the tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics that enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it was going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch. Their beef is available in quarters, halves, or whole. Third-party verified, all natural, and hormone-free also available. If you're interested in a quarter or a half or a whole or two or three holes, call Jimmy Taylor at the Taylor Ranch at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. And they will hook you up. And later on, coming up in the show, I'm going to air the talk that I had with a couple of the kids going to college at Clarendon College out there in Texas. They were in the they were at the Taylor Ranch last Tuesday, and I went out there and visit with them. So we'll hear from them here in about 10-15 minutes. Other than that, let's get back to cattle. Let's see what's happening. Wrong way, James. Let's go the other way. There we go. You're getting there. Cool. I'm there. All right. Live cattle for October, 145.90. December, 150.80. February, 155.10. And April is 158.70. Feeder cattle for September, they're down today, 178.50. October's down also for feeder, 179.45. Lean hogs, October, 94.72. December, 86.42. And February's $90.70. Well, let's see what happened at Woodward yesterday. Looks like they had 1,298 head compared to 1,352 last week. And this time last year, they only had about 491 go through the ring. Compared to last week, slaughter cows $3 to $6 lower. Slaughter bulls steady. Demand was moderate. Supply included 16% feeder cattle, which was 100% heifers, 11% slaughter cattle, 73% replacement cattle, and with the cows, bred cows and cow-calf pairs. They had a lot of bred cows there yesterday. Let's check it out. Cows, breakers, they look like they had somewhere around 63 head that weighed anywhere from 1475 to 1608, and they were bringing anywhere from 80 to 9106. That was the high, 9106. Boner cows, they looked like they had around 290 head there. Average weight was anywhere from 1282 to 1360, and the price range started at $74 all the way up to $83. That was the highest. On the lean cows, they had about 300 something head there also. And they were weighing anywhere from 940, 956, 985, 1170. And they were bringing anywhere from 5380 up to 7780 on the lean cows. They had about 40 head of bulls that weighed anywhere from 1558 to 1909. The biggest one being around 2,400 pounds. And I'm pretty sure that's the one that brought a buck 18, but they were ranging anywhere from $95 to $1.15. Bred cows, they had, looks like, medium and large number ones. They had about a little over 100 head. And looks like the highest ones were weighing around 1206, bringing up to 1460 on bred cows. They had some weighing 1115, bringing up to 1375. On the medium large one and twos, they didn't have but five head, and they were 5 to 8 year olds. They were bringing about $850 is what they brought. And cow calf pairs, medium and large, number one with 150 pound calves or less. They only had about three head that were 5 to 8 year olds, and they brought 1,100 apiece. And then medium large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them, they just had a few head of that, and they brought 1525. And that's what happened at Woodward yesterday. So that wasn't too bad. I thought the way it went down towards the end of last week that yesterday was going to tell a bad story, but looks like they stabilized and it was $36 lower than it was last Tuesday, but last Tuesday they had a pretty good sale at Woodward. Well, one more thing before we go to break, and I'll have your Woodward, or not your Woodward, but the northwestern Oklahoma, Oklahoma Panhandle, and northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast coming up for you. Well, Mr. Zach Johnson out of the Oklahoma State University Extension Beef Cattle Breeding Specialist, he said early calling on open breeding heifers have several benefits to your cow-calf operations bottom line. Pregnancy can be diagnosed at palpation at 60 days and by ultrasound as early as 30 days. So now is the now time to get her done, he says. Take action and cull the open heifers. In addition to reducing grazing pressure or drought-stressed pastures, there are several other long-term benefits. Typically, we should expect well-developed yearling heifers at 65% of their mature weight going into their first breeding season to conceive in a fairly short 45 to 60 days breeding season. The easiest time in a beef breeding female's life to get bred should be as well-developed yearling heifer. Because of this, culling open heifers as soon as possible leads to, number one, improving the long-term reproductive performance of your cow herd. Reproductive tracts are low. Nevertheless, culling open heifers will improve the genetic potential for reproductive performance in your cow herd by eliminating the subfertile heifers. From business standpoint, reproductive success, percent of the calf crop wean, is of critical economic importance in the cow-calf sector. Number two, culling open and yearling heifers right now still gives them the potential to be marketed as yearlings. At this age, they still have the potential to finish out while in the maturity group and harvest as fed cattle, reaching the most valuable quality grades, choice, and prime. It is the best management practice to breed heifers to a calf a little ahead of our mature cow herd. It permits us to concentrate our management efforts during the heifer's calving season, and importantly, to give them a little extra time to breed back and calve on schedule the following year. With this in mind, hold your replacement heifers accountable and call opens as soon as practical to save on feed bill, capture their maximum value, and improve the fertility of your cow herd. And that makes sense. Well, you guys, coming up October 8th, Saturday at 6 o'clock, the Berlin Fire Department in Berlin, Oklahoma, will be having their annual fish and oyster fries. So please go and enjoy some great food and contribute to the fire departments. And I'm going to tell you what, you guys, Western Oklahoma and Eastern Panhandle, Texas Panhandle this year have done a wonderful job of coming to all the fire department's needs. They had a busy year, and the year's not over yet, but they've had a really busy year, a lot of equipment going down, a lot of things being added, a lot of big fires, hot fires, and I don't know how to do this, but just thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys contributing and making donations to your fire departments. But keep it up. The maintenance continues, and they're replacing stuff. So anyway, you get a chance, go to the Berlin Fire Department for their annual fish and oyster fry Saturday, October 8th at 6 o'clock. Put that on your schedule, and I'll keep reminding you. Well, when I come back, talk a little more about cattle, and I want to talk to these two young college kids from Clarendon College out in Texas Panhandle. I posted that out on our Facebook page, the KCL Facebook page. I was pretty caught off guard about how many kids from out in this area in Oklahoma actually attended that college. And they, one guy replied, when we came out here, it only took a busload. Well, there was two busloads this time. A lot of great kids, and we'll talk to them right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
A lot of the people that I work on their trucks, that's how they make a living. If it's sitting there, they're not making any money. I'm not making any money. I have lost work because I've said, listen, I can't get to it for 2 weeks. And they find somebody who can get to it quicker. And that's fine with me. As long as they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. I think there's certain shops, and not necessarily here in Elk City, just shops in general, they want every job that they can get. I mean, I do too, but I know how much I can handle. I'll tell them, you know, hey, I can get it in the shop, and I can see what all we need. I can get parts ordered. Depending on the time frame on parts, I can have it done at this time.
I'm Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between, above, and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
Come have a ball at the Canadian River Beach Club's Calf Fry Cook-Off, Barbecue, and Beach Party September 24th in Canadian, Texas. In addition to the great food, entertainment will be provided by the Godfather of Trop Rock, Jerry Diaz and Hannes Reef, and TRMA Entertainer of the Year, Donnie Brewer and the Doc Rockers. Mosey on over to the biggest Trop Rock party in the Texas Panhandle September 24th at the Canadian River Beach Club in Canadian, Texas. For more details, search Facebook for Canadian River Beach Club.
Don't miss Six Flags Fright Fest presented by Snickers. Enjoy daytime thrills for your little monsters like trick-or-treating and Kids Boo Fest. But when the sun goes down, that's when the thrills turn into chills. Thrills by day, fright by night. At the biggest, scariest Six Flags Fright Fest ever. Get Fright Fest and many new events in 2022 and 2023 for as low as $6.99 a month. See details at sixflags.com.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 16th. 2,080 head were sold, 8 head of steers at 311 brought 210, 5 at 498 brought 174, 10 at 568 brought 177, 11 at 603 brought 177, 4 at 705 brought 160, 10 at 725 brought 170, 11 at 779 brought 158.50, 6 head of heifers at 351 brought 183, 4 at 421 brought 162, 15 at 456 brought 165, 550, 3 at 495 brought 159, 14 at 507 brought 155, 9 at 629 brought 143, 2 at 675 brought 141. Butcher cows were 36 to 87, butcher bulls brought 62 to 114, bred cows were 725 to 1400, pairs brought 1200 to 1550. That's Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in our studio, we are 90.9 degrees, 38% humidity, and we have southwest winds at 7 miles an hour. And, you know, I never pay no attention to this thing, but there's not a gust on here. So, anyway, we'll get the gustus is Gabe talks the Gustus and the Textus. Anyway, we got her going on. But anyway, for your northwestern Oklahoma and Oklahoma Panhandle and northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast for the next 5 days, the only thing I see in here is hot today. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, and then mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, where's the temperature? There it is. Tomorrow, what a cool down, 20 degrees difference. Thursday, partly sunny, 78 degrees. Tomorrow evening's going to be a little chilly, 55. Friday, back up to 92. Saturday, 92. And they've taken the heat out of here. Well, it's going to be pretty warm for the rest of the week. But Sunday, 85 degrees for a high. That looks pretty good. And the wind's back, though. Oklahoma winds are back. Anyway, well, welcome back to the happy cap hour of the Taylor Ranch. And, last Tuesday, I went out to the Taylor Ranch, and they had some people out there talking to Jimmy Taylor and Tracy. And Jesus. Oh, did I tell you guys I seen Jesus at the rodeo and got to meet his wife and kids? Really beautiful, gracious family. But we'll all remember Jesus is the gentleman that called his boss, Jimmy Taylor, when he was in Stillwater when the Berlin fire started and said, Jimmy, too much smoke, Jimmy. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got to do that because it's going to be my favorite line. I guess I'm bored with my life. It's going to be my favorite line. But before we talk with a couple of the college kids who are out there from Clarendon College in Texas, I got a little update from Mr. Greg Hartman, OSU Extension Educator for Beckham County. And he said they had quite a few people there last night, talked for an hour and a half on the butterfly habitat, the need for pollinators, the life cycle of the monarch butterflies, and milkweed varieties. Great success. And he said, thank you for the advertisement. That three of the people that showed up in there heard it on Today in Ag. So anyway, great. I'm glad they were listening. And we might just have Greg on here in a week or two, and we'll talk about the monarch butterflies because they are very important to our ecosystem. When I was working in South Texas down there along the river, they was coming back from the north and went through there, and wow, I never seen so many monarch butterflies in my life. So it's pretty good. Well, I talked to Ty Chesser and Austin Adams, were the instructors from Clarendon College. And Ty is the director for the ranch and feedlot operations. And Austin is the ranch and feedlot operations instructor. And they got it going on. I'm glad something's going on around here that's related to farming and ranching, mainly ranching at Clarendon College. But listen to these two kids I talked to. And then when I get done talking to Katie, Jerry will come on with his weekly report, and we'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Clark with Today in Ag, and I'm out here at the Taylor Ranch today, and they have the Clarendon College out here, and I have two of the instructors out here, Ty Chesser and Austin Adams, and I got a couple of the kids here with me, Beverly Whitaker, Garrett Henderson. Well, I'm going to speak with Garrett first, and Garrett, tell everybody out here on my show who you are.
I'm Garrett Henderson, and I'm from Fartwell, Texas. I've grown up around the feed yards and a little bit on the ranch around the Sand Hills in West Texas on the border of Texas and New Mexico. And I really wanted to learn more of the politics of ranching and how the business part and AI and cattle and more of the, I don't know, just like more hands-on of being on the ranch and feedlot stuff. And I don't know, learning more of the business side, really. I've just grown up, you know, day working and working around and not seeing more of the business side. I've just seen a lot of the working side. Now I really want to see a bunch of the business side.
Okay. Well, this is a one-year program, yeah. And you just got started. So what have you been exposed to up till today?
I've been exposed to AI in cattle and a lot more of the cattle breeds of what we wouldn't think of and what's been introduced into the United States and ranging, learning the grasses and land and how to preserve your land and how to keep your grass growth like going pretty good and how not to keep it where you can get more lasting of your grass and water and things like that.
Rotations and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where did you say you was from?
Farwell, Texas.
And that's out by New Mexico, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
right
cool.
Right there on the border.
And are you going to take us back to where you were doing day work? Or are you thinking about going other places with what you're going to learn this year?
Hopefully stay around here in the panhandle of Texas or right here in western Oklahoma. I really don't want to go home. I want to move somewhere else where I haven't been exposed to. And I don't really want to be a day worker for the rest of my life. I'd like to have a full-time job, either working for a cattle medicine rep or even working for a ranch. I mean, I'd love to work for a ranch. I know it don't pay much, but it's a good way of life, and I love that way of life. And if I was to go back home, I wouldn't farm. I'd run a little starting yard and run some cattle on wheat pasture. And I know the farming side's good too, but it's a good program to take back home with me if I were to go home.
Cool. Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
And with me, I have a young lady here, Beverly Whitaker. Where are you from? Tell everybody where you're from.
Hi, I'm Beverly Whitaker. I'm from Flomont, Texas, and that's in Motley County in the Texas Panhandle. I grew up farming and working with a private contractors, working with the state of Texas and mowing highway right-of-ways. So I didn't have a whole lot of ranch experience, but I had some.
Well, you're going to Clarendon College now, and tell us what you hoping to take away from this 1 year at Clarendon in the cattle and the feedlot operations?
So I started off my year at Clarendon last year. I'm hoping to achieve my associate's while I'm here at Clarendon. So I'm taking this 1 year certificate deal right now, and that'll get me through the associate's. But the program seems to present a lot of great information and a lot of valuable knowledge. I've enjoyed everything so far, and I've learned so much. I mean, things that I have never would have thought about, you know, whenever I was growing up. So
have you got into the horseback riding yet?
Yes. So I'm also on the ranch horse team there at Clarendon College.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been there. The school just basically started. You've been, what, 3 weeks now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks now. What have you learned so far?
We've talked a lot about the breeds of cattle, and we've went over a lot on the reproduction side of things, learning how all that works, and wow, that's amazing. Back to the cattle breeds, we've learned a lot about each breed and how it's different and how it produces different quality grades of beef.
Yep.
Yes. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of cattle that goes to the feedlot here, and they sell a lot off the ranch here because since COVID, you know, a lot of people are buying from local producers now, getting it processed locally, and that's something that I don't know if you guys will be exposed to there, boss, but you think that'll be in their paperwork, classwork?
Yes, sir, for sure. And that's one thing that COVID did increase was people wanting to know where their food comes from. And so that's what we do. I'm trying to do a good job of getting the kids exposed, such as Mr. Taylor here today, just a high-quality product that he produces on the cow side. And then we take it all the way through. And we'll go visit with different packers and some really small individual-owned packer, family-owned operations, and see how they're producing the beef and selling it themselves and how that's bringing revenue back to the ranch and exposing the students to different marketing aspects that certainly an option to them as they go forth in their careers.
Well, Beverly, you're going to find out one thing today with Mr. Jimmy Taylor over there. He's a genetic nerd. If you guys want to learn how to read the genetics right and breed your cattle according to the genetics, I know there's more people out there lacking, but he knows how to do it right. It's a pretty cool operation. So anyway, well, Beverly, Garrett, Austin, thank you guys so much for stopping by and talking to me. And I know they're kind of over there all staring at you going, what are these guys talking about? We're talking about about them. But anyway, thank you so much. Good luck with your future.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Austin.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, September the 13th. We sold 1,352 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, September the 15th, we sold 3,028 kids and feeders for a total of 4,380 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 89 to 99. Thin cows bring 50 to 81. Bulls bring 98 to 115. 2 to 4 year old bred cows, 1285 to 1400, with a 5 to 8 year old bred cows, 1200 to 1460. 9 and older bred cows, 1050 to 1150, and our 5 to 8 year old pairs, 1150 to 1335. One thing about selling your cows at Woodward, our buyers do not buddy up. Killing buyers all compete, makes a very competitive market. Steer cattle, 3 to 350 steers, 217 to 231. 4 to 450, 189 to 215. 5 to 550, 172 to 190. 6 to 650, 162 to 179 off the cow, but 176 to 189 on the yearlings. 7 to 750, 171 to 177.50, 8 to 850 steers, 164 up to 175. 9 to 950, 169 to 172 with 1,000, 1,050 pound steers, 154 and a half to 162. Hunter heifers, 3 to 350 weight heavers, 174 to 176. 4 to 450, 155 to 171. 5 to 550, 148 to 168, 6 to 650, 150 to 173, 7 to 750, 162 to 169, 8 to 850, 153 to 155, and our 9 to 950 average 138 to 146. Very competitive market. Our commission is $5.05 cheaper than some sale barns around. Give us a call. We work 100% for the seller. For this Tuesday, September the 22nd, we're expecting 50 bred cows and pairs. 6 to 8 years old. We also got 40 other bred cows and pairs. Another deal. More by sell time. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Summer savings event is going on now. The entire store is 20% off. This beautiful Maverick sectional has power recline and power headrest. The Maverick sectional also has wireless charging and USB port for all of your charging needs. Normal retail was $3,999.99. And with summer savings, you only pay $3,199. Wow, that is a savings of $800. Come and visit Sean and the rest of the crew at Galleria Furniture, Mattress and Appliance Outlet in Elk City.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at Everett'sWelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive.
the ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Hope he's not mad at me for calling him a genetic nerd. But anyway, let's see what the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast looks like for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle, including parts of northern Texas, North Texas, there around Vernon and stuff. Signals going down there sometimes, and 95 degrees currently, 95 is the heat index, south-southwest winds, 15 to 21 miles an hour, 33% humidity, put your baler up, it's time to quit, and it's going to be 95 for a high today, and we've already reached that, so I actually think we're going to get hotter. Yesterday, when I took the baler on the other side of the river, I had 100 degrees on my truck. 85 degrees for tomorrow, nice cool day, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tomorrow night, 58 degrees here. Friday, 93. Saturday, 95. Sunny. Sunday, 88 degrees. And that's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Okay. Anyway, I think it's a funny story myself. But anyway, I got this sent to me this morning. But Beyond Meats Incorporation's chief operating officer, and Beyond Meats, the ones it's plant-based meat, one of those companies, was suspended after he was arrested on allegations that he bit a man's nose during an altercation after a college football game in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And Doug Ramsey has been suspended, effective immediately, the plant-based meats company said in a statement Tuesday. He was arrested on charges of terroristic threatening and third-degree battery, court records show. Ramsey was allegedly in a parking garage when a Subaru inched in front of his Bronco, coming into contact with the front tire of the passenger side, according to the report by the local station. Ramsey got out of his car and punched through the back windshield of the Subaru, according to the report. The Beyond Meat executive allegedly then started punching the owner of the car, who had left the vehicle, and also bit the owner's nose, ripping the flesh off the tip. He also threatened to kill the other man, according to the report. The executive was released Sunday on $11,085 bond, according to court records. Ramsey, who's 53, became Beyond Meat's operating chief in December after a three-decade, 30-year career with Tyson Foods. His arrest is the latest blow to the plant-based protein company, which last month slashed its revenue outlook for the year and said it would cut 4% of its workforce. Ramsey and Beyond Meat didn't immediately reply to the request for comments. The company's shares rose 1.4% in a post-close trading Monday, but is down 74% so far from this year. So you want to hear Jimmy Clark's response to that? He worked at Tyson Foods for 30 years, so he knows what real meat is. So he went to this plant-based meat, and it's got his temperature up. He's not controllable, so it just shows you plant-based meat will just enrage you, get your blood pressure up, and make you react like you normally didn't. So that's my response to that. So anyway, Sorry, I had to read that one. Anyway, there's a clash going on. As you guys know, this is election year. And guess what? Next year is the new farm bill. And I was on the Exploring Energy show last Friday, and Jared was interviewing Stephanie Bice, U.S. Representative from Oklahoma. And, you know, she says, if you don't think your vote doesn't count, you're totally wrong. It does count. And we got election coming up here in not too long, less than 2 months coming up, 45 days or so. Please get out there. I don't care if you're from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, wherever. Get out there and vote, because your vote does count. And we need to get some people back into our agriculture committee that knows what's going on, and get this farm bill, because what I'm fixing to go over with you is one of those things that shows you what's going on. It's also unclear which party will control the U.S. House and Senate following November midterm elections. The farm bill includes massive funding for conservation programs. The previous legislation budgeted nearly $30 billion over 5 years. More than 140 million acres of farmland in the United States are currently receiving conservation-related financial and technical assistance from the federal government, according to an analyst from the Farm Bureau. By comparison, the National Park System has more than 85 million acres, according to the National Park Service. The farmland conservation programs have received bipartisan support in the past, but some Republicans on Tuesday expressed concern about a growing interest in climate mitigation on farmland. Congress must be mindful of this massive amount of funding before amending programs or making policy changing that reorientate programs towards climate. No one natural resource concern should be priority over others. California Republican Douglas LaMafia, I guess I said that right, said at a hearing in a panel of the House Agriculture Committee. I didn't even know Californians had any Republicans going on that deal. But he also said currently he is the top ranking Republican on the subcommittee on conservation and forestry. And the issue is both how to shape the conservation programs into the next farm bill and how to manage an extra funding infusion from the recently approved Inflation Reduction Act. That bill, which the House and Senate passed in August, has a slate of programs to address climate change, including more than $20 billion for climate investments on farmland. Those include support for no-till agriculture, cover crops, or other programs that affect the soil's ability to hold carbon. It will provide about 47% increase over the previous farm bill's levels, according to an analyst from the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. But for his part, the top Republican on the full committee indicated he would prefer to go his own way in directing the funding. I don't feel bound by the amount of funding or specific program allocation passed in the partisan IRA bill. I'm especially worried about the earmarking of all the new money just for climate, rather than letting the local-led process work. Also, Representative Glenn Thompson, a Pennsylvania Republican, said to the colleagues at this hearing, "The Republicans are critical about the new USDA incentive. We got the White House combined with my colleagues who are a real threat to the family farm today in the name of the climate god, the new world religion," says Rick Allen, a Georgia Republican. And that sounds like somebody would say something from the South. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced last week that the administration would invest $2.8 billion in pilot projects. The partisanships for the climate smart commodities will fund programs for greenhouse gas reduction on dairy farms and projects to build markets for climate smart beef, grains and fruits and vegetables. probably, yeah, whatever. There is strong and growing interest in the private sector and among consumers for the food that grow in the climate-friendly way, Valsec said in a statement announcing the new programs. The Agriculture Department plans a second round of funding for more pilot projects later this year. There you go. What do you guys think about it? Tomorrow I'll ask you and see what you guys think about the climate control, climate change, climate weather, because I heard the president say something the other day that this was one of the warmest years on record, and then I seen somebody post it that there was 3 years warmer. One was 54, one was 37, and the other one was in the 20s. But anyway, I know climate changes. I'm not against that, but I think it's just getting blown way out of proportion right now, and we'll see what happens. This Sunday, September 25th, 11 o'clock to 4, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., meet Mind the Bird, 2009 Kentucky Derby winner, and star the 50-1 movie at the 66 to go out here west of town. Great horse, beautiful horse. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.